Hello, my name is Derek Lasker, and today I want to talk about driving factors and motivations behind slavery in the United States. In my personal experience, whenever slavery in America has been discussed in a class I've taken, most of the focus is on how it related to the political landscape of our nation and how hardly it affected the enslaved people. There wasn't too much in-depth discussion on the actual atrocities that were committed, and only a brief mention of how slavery affected the economy. There wasn't much else. There was really just essentially a blanket freedom good, slavery bad kind of statement. However, one thing that was never even really mentioned in any class I'd taken was the reason for slavery existing in America in the first place, or really existing, period. Now, the reason it's probably never brought up is likely because slavery as a whole is inexcusable, as we know, and the education system probably doesn't want to accidentally give kids the impression that slavery is excusable in any way, shape, or form. However, personally, I'm interested in exploring why humans could do this sort of thing to one another and how they could commit the sorts of atrocities they did on such a large scale and over such a long period of time. I think an important part of history is understanding why people take the actions they do, and that's what I'm going to attempt to do today. I have three main theories as to why enslavers decided to commit these atrocities against humanity. My first theory is based somewhat in psychology. I think it's possible that the enslavers essentially began enslaving black people just because they could. Essentially, they got a power trip out of taking advantage of people that did not have the technological means to defend themselves, stealing them from their native land, and forcing them to do whatever they please. This theory doesn't hold much water, however, as it would require every single slave owner to be a sociopath with no ulterior motives, and I don't think the likelihood of that is extremely high, all things considered. My second theory is that the white enslavers were so extremely racist that they enslaved black people just because they hated them for existing. They were so angered by the presence of people of a different skin color that they went out of their way to make the people of that skin color suffer a living hell. However, this theory again has some holes in it. It would be pretty extreme to go to one continent, grab as many people of a race as you can, and then bring them to another continent to force them to do work solely to punish them exclusively for their race. Also, it wouldn't make total sense for white people to resent black people to that extent until they occupied the same space in society. And as far as my historical knowledge, that didn't happen until the enslaved people in America were freed. My third theory, however, is the one I believe is the most likely, and it is that the main driving motivation behind slavery in America was economic incentive, with my first two theories being almost secondary motives. Unlike the first two theories, this one has a lot more historical evidence to support itself. But to understand how economics played into American slavery, we have to first discuss the ideas behind capitalism and what the ultimate goal of any participant in that system really is. The goal of any individual or business in a capitalist system is to achieve the greatest possible net profit for themselves. Businesses will likely try to be as cost efficient as possible in any area they can. They will pay the least amount possible for worker wages, for equipment, or land or factory space, etc. The list goes on. If there is any scenario where business owners can avoid paying for these expenses, you can bet they will jump at the chance to do that. So once they could acquire free labor in the form of enslaved people, that's exactly what they did. And therefore, without laws that establish ethical and moral boundaries to keep this sort of thing in check, slave labor is inevitably going to be a part of a capitalist economic system. These ideas are explored in Chapter 2 and Chapter 8 of Calvin Schermerhorn's Unrequited Toil, A History of United States Slavery. Farmers needed more hands in the fields in order to produce enough crops to keep their businesses afloat. They likely figured, why pay someone to work for me when I can force someone else to do it for free? And this sort of thing happened a lot at that time in any sort of business, but primarily farming, since that was the prevalent economic output of at least the southern United States. Today, we recognize this mentality for how awful it truly is and how awful it is to force someone to work for you, especially for no pay, and to physically and mentally abuse them. But back in those days, at the time, it was common practice, and there weren't many citizens who outwardly opposed it. Regardless of those kinds of atrocities that were part of slavery. And this mentality, I believe, at least, is why slavery became such a large institution in America and why it existed in our nation for as long as it did. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.